Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Chen.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. We are blessed to be here right now because Blog Talk is having issues, and somehow we were able to get through.
Yeah, we had to re-rack it.
Hallelujah.
Which is kind of funny because when I was
the
first time on, I was looking at all the live shows, 90% of them were hallelujah shows.
Really?
Yep. Praise the Lord. Watch out for the beast. 666. The mark. All sorts of crazy. Well, I guess it's Sunday.
That's true.
So I guess they all come out, the religious kooks. Take no offense if you're a religious kook, but you're a kook. Sorry. I call them as I see them. All right. Well, back to you. Back introduce us.
Yeah. And before we get going, don't call in now, those of you that are on Facebook. We have to first, of course,
care. Whoa, who's already jumping the gun on that?
Well, Jen is in Dubai, where it's extremely late, and she wanted to call him via Messenger. But you can do that, just not this exact minute, okay?
Well, and we work in calls. Calls come first.
That's right.
You can Skype in, Jen. You can always Skype in. It's cheaper than international cell phones. But anyway, go back to you. We didn't even get to start the show.
Here we go.
All right. Re-rack.
Places, everyone.
Ready, set, go.
Ordinary deck of playing cards for the readings being conducted during the show. This is the basis for personal prophecy. So it's important to make the distinction that we are not using tarot. This is not regular oracle card reading, nor is it any other system that's out there. And I know there's a lot of them. This one pretty much stands on its own and is at times astoundingly accurate. I have been blown away myself many times by the insights that have come through readings. 9/11 was in the cards. I could mention that, which was really terrifying. But there will bless you.
Excuse the hell out of me.
Darling Jimbo, bless you.
If I was a Satan worshiper, that would be offensive to me.
It
would. Bless me. So you never know.
And now I was somewhere. Oh. World affairs have come through. There have been other things that have been rather miraculous that have come through the cards. I claim to only be the messenger. You know, none of this comes from me. It comes through me. So we will get to your card readings. Just want you to be aware. Ordinary playing cards. I'll be using a full 24-card layout for each of our callers for their readings. It's my particular choice because I know others do it differently. This is my way where I'm able to get a really good look at you, your life, what's going on, what's coming. Also, when we do a private one-on-one, there will be many layouts that will be used during the show, you know, due to the you know, the time problem we have where we can't just linger forever. We leave it to one layout. And when you hear the harp, yep, that means it's time to shake, rattle, and roll. We're done. And with that said, dear Jimbo, I think we should turn to you.
Word up on that, dog. 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in to get your free reading. When you call in, you'll hear a message that says you can listen to the show while you wait. That statement is 100% true. We have tested it, even though we had to do a show part do. We had to kill the first one and re-put another one together, and that seemed to fix problems. We looked around Block Talk and looked like other people were having that problem too. So anyway, when you call in, you'll hear the show. If you don't hear the show, if you hear silence, typically it's a cell phone thing. You just call back and you should be able to hear us. If there's a technical problem, you may have to try a few times. But eventually, the show goes on. Very rarely do we not get a show going. But, you know, the world we live in, the internet world we live in. Hallelujah. Facebookers, we will turn to you when we can in between calls. Well, not in between. It's pretty much when the calls go silent. Alternate Wednesday, we switch. But today is not that day. But you just don't know. Sometimes the calls are thin.
It's looking good for you so far.
Well, I just re-racked the show, so it takes a while for people to notice that they got a live show again. So that could blow up quickly. And there was somebody on there before that is not. But you don't know who that is. You don't know. It's a mystery. All right. Anyway, regardless of how you get your call, and Facebookers, as always, never, ever, 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 ever assume that it's your turn. We'll make sure it's super duper duperly clear to you when it's your turn, and we'll give instructions because we want it to be a messenger call. That type stuff, not good. Not good. The quality reading you get is crap, too. You get a crappy reading.
The thing is, if that's all you've got.
But it isn't all you've got.
If you're Suzanne and you can't call in for various reasons, I'm not going to turn you away.
I never did really get a reason why, though, either.
Because of the scammers and.
It's still a messenger. I don't grasp the concept. Just don't. But whatever. Because if you have Facebook, right up in that little corner, you can click that little pretty little sign that looks like a messenger symbol, and that'll take you right in. Yeehaw! It's amazing how that works.
Rachel, not a good idea to start cutting your leg or even your knee.
Well, it's your leg.
It's going to be messy.
It's your body part. You do what you got to do.
Sounds like a lot of infection possible.
Whatever you got to do. You know, feel froggy, got sharp knife. Who are we to stop you? All right, anybody out there that's getting any kind of reading, and we hear nothing. Wow. Okay, that's going to be that kind of night then. Let's try that again. That is really delayed. I'm not happy. I hope this computer ain't doing updates. If you hear the harps, that means your reading has been concluded, regardless of Facebook or not Facebook, phone, Facebook, whatever. Please let it end. Let it come to an end, please. Because we must move on to other folks waiting for their free reading. But, before we move on to those folks, we're going to give you an angel card, hence the harps. In today's flavor, these are always interesting. They got a pretty decent message. It's kind of big. These are the Mind Info Oracle cards. So there's going to be, I don't know how they chose that title, but you'll see as you get them. We've read them before. These aren't new. We haven't bought any new decks for a long time. So just rotate the crops.
I've run into a struggle. I'm finding manufacturers of these cards, but they appear to be in other countries. And yeah, they give you a very decent price, but they don't cover freight.
Yeah, and that's crap.
And that could be a very costly expenditure. And they've showed examples of that when they've shipped to, say, the UK from China. Not good.
I'm not done yet. I want to remind you folks out there in all platforms who be with us, if you're international, let us know and we'll give you that international shout out live. Like, we are at a whole bunch of folks right off the bat here. I'm going to take it from the top. I believe we have an international shout out to Laura in Canada. I see Olay in Lebanon.
Olay.
Olay, Olay, Olay. I also see Rachel in the land down under.
Yes.
And I see Virgil in the UK. And Jen is currently nesting in Dubai, I believe, right now.
Yes.
And Suzanne in the land of the Scots. And I think that's it for our international folks. If I miss you, just start getting my attention in Facebook. Or if you call in, obviously, you can tell us where you are. So.
Virgil, if you've never spoken with Jen, who is in Dubai, you should. Text her. She is an awesome lady. When she has called into our shows before, like when we had a actual control room person that was with alive with us, they were entranced with her voice. She does have like the most beautiful voice.
Which will do you great when you're texting.
And Jen, if you're blushing right now, too bad. Too bad. You deserve it. Yeah.
All right. Well, a couple of things today. It is National Maple Syrup Day in Canada. And probably here too. I mean, imagine it, maples, Canada. I mean, you know, we have them here too.
But I've never had real maple syrup, but I bet it's really good without the, what is it, fruit, the, what do they call it?
High fructose corn syrup sugar,
yeah.
Crap. Yeah, I'm sure they still got to, you know, you got to process it a little bit. But yeah. And let's see, National Device Appreciation Day. Yes, yay, appreciate your electronic devices. Yes, because that's what we need today for that.
That's the day.
Yeah, we need a day for that, even because we appreciate those bastards every minute of every day, practically.
I think we need to start worshiping them. You know, maybe get some prayer rugs.
No, they get enough worship.
And we will do our thing because they rule our lives. So it wouldn't hurt for us to show them, you know, the respect and the worship they deserve. Our devices.
Oh, okay. You're still talking about that. I'm sorry.
And I hear there's a movie out. Are you done?
I'm
pretty
done
much.
For now.
All right. Say the name of that movie. It's something like The Last Day of the World or something, but they say it's full of satanic messages.
There's a million different movies that have that theme. There's The Day the Earth Stood Still. There is was The Day After Tomorrow when all the weather shit was going on. I don't know what movie you're talking about, man.
I can't remember. Somebody will say it. They will say it.
Well, what's it about? The world coming to an end? Well, hell. I mean.
People are coming out of it saying it's a really creepy movie. It left them with some very bad.
Something that's at the theater right now.
Yeah.
I didn't even see a preview for that.
And some people are worried that it is actually spiritually affecting us. Personally, I don't believe that.
You know what? It's actually called fiction, folks, just in case you weren't aware of that. When you go to a movie theater and you watch something, that's fiction.
Speaking of fiction.
Just letting you know.
They have Barbie now on HBO.
Oh, that movie blows monkey goats. I even tried to take it with the, all right, this is supposed to be hokey type thing, but it's
Catherine, something like The Last Day of the World, or I don't know. It'll jump out at you if you.
Oh, boy.
But Barbie.
I think I would walk around with poop in my butt. I wouldn't even wipe my butt with that film. I would walk around with my pants soiled. And yeah. I have a pretty open mind.
He was
hokey
watching
movies.
It with me while we were doing other stuff. I hesitate to say this is a movie for children.
Yeah, that says a lot for the.
I really didn't think
that.
It
really
was.
Says a lot for the Golden Globe, doesn't it? Why was it nominated? Because it made an ass ton of money. That's why.
It made $1 billion.
And they spent, I spent millions marketing too. Every commercial on TV, every single product had a Barbie connection to it.
And who was the Ryan? What's his name? Ryan Gosling or Ryan? I don't like him. He was really fruity.
I mean, Ken is a weirdo. I mean, I think he played the part. I thought he played the part. I didn't have any problem with actors or actresses. No problem.
Day of the Earth
Stood Still.
No, that's Keanu's movie.
Well, that was the remake of the 60s
movie.
No,
that wasn't bad.
I like the original black and white one. That had, what was that freaking big robot called? I can't remember what its name was.
Back in the day?
Well, the original one, it wasn't as big as the one. The remake, it was like as big as a building. In the black and white movie, that the robot that was with him was just a bit, it was like, 7 feet tall. It actually, I heard it was James Arnaz was inside that. Remember the Gunsmoke guy, the big tall Gunsmoke guy? I heard he was in there. That's what I heard.
Who Arnaz?
Isn't it James Arnaz, the Gunsmoke guy?
I think he's long dead, Jim.
I'm talking about a black and white movie, Deb.
Oh,
hey. God. But anyway, No, it's not the one she's talking about.
The Day the Earth Stood Still.
She's talking about something. She says it's at the theaters now.
And I can't think of the name of it.
I know nothing. I haven't seen anything.
But I've been reading
a Gort,
lot of people.
Yeah, it was some weird. Yeah, Gort. That's, yeah, it was some weird name.
Gort.
That was the name of the robot.
Oh, Gort.
Like I say, it was in the remake. The remake was kind of more exciting and special effects-wise, obviously, because what could they do in black and white days? But the black and white one was cool. It had the theme, you know, like, hey.
Yeah.
It had a totally different theme. It was, the movie started out similar, but then they kind of diverted on where they went.
The one redeeming value I felt the movie Barbie had is that, what's her name, Margot, she is stunningly beautiful. My God.
Why is that a redeeming value of the movie?
Margot Robbie? Yeah. I don't know. Just looking at her, it makes you want to cry.
Well, they're not going to.
She is so pretty.
They're not going to pick some swamp thing to play the role of freaking Barbie. I mean, come on.
Yeah, true enough. I mean, they tried. It just seemed hokey to me.
It was terrible. I'm sorry. And I don't care that it made a lot of money.
Yeah. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Hands down, awesome movie. And Brad Pitt was pretty sweet, too.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you went with it. In fact, we took your parents.
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
It was about the Sharon Tate murders.
Why don't you just tell me a title? See if I ever know it.
Once Upon a Time.
Oh, see, that's what I didn't hear the whole time.
Yeah,
I was asking
Hollywood.
For that. Yeah, I saw that. It was, I don't expect it. One of those movies that I had a good time watching, but I know it's not going to win awards.
No.
But it don't matter. They don't have to. I don't care about those stupid-ass awards anyway. Who cares?
No, and it's dumb.
Nobody
it's
gives
all
two
political.
Shits. Those people need awards because they're not making enough money in that movie business to begin with, so they need more shit to put on their shelf. You know? Yeah, oh, sorry. I feel bad. You made millions of dollars doing this. Here, you should have this little trophy and come on stage and give your political speech because nobody wants it. You know, everybody's a political expert when they get on stage.
So anyway, that's our movie. Soapbox right there.
Yeah, official, I'll re-summarize my review of that movie. That blew goats. And I have an open mind. I can see some hokey movies. I watched a ton of hokey movies, and I roll with them. Hey, it's a hokey movie. I go with the theme, but that one I couldn't even go with this. It was just come on, guys.
I know a lot of people took young girls to it.
And I could see that.
Margot Robbie started talking about her vagina.
Just kind of said, I don't have one.
And
you don't have a penis.
And I see a little girl turning and saying, Mommy, what's a vagina?
Oh, they probably know that already.
Well, they get called different things when they're little.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Should we do the phone thing?
Let's do it. Shall we?
Wow, thanks.
Let's do it.
We're going to go to area code 321, which is in the Orlando, Florida area, I believe.
We have 12
people. Hello.
Come on in.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you guys doing?
Wunderbar. With whom are we speaking?
Yes.
Sunshine.
It's been a while since I've been watching
shoulders. Makes me vomit.
So I would love to know what's bringing you to the show this evening.
Oh, I'm going to ask for something different. Give me a love reading. I always get a general. So I was just like, give me a love reading this time.
What's in your screen of love? No crushes? Nobody you're thinking about? Is everything just wide open?
I have options. I mean, I'm not complaining, but I do have options, and I mean, I'm out of those four options, I'm looking at two, so I'm just trying to see where it is from there, what's going on. Or
a girl should always have options, yes.
I just haven't had time to entertain the options, so I'm just trying to, yeah.
Options are good. Nothing wrong with you. You should always keep your options. It's sometimes people don't like a lot of options, but it's better to have a lot of options than zero. So that's good. Interesting.
Well,
the love reading. The typical. We haven't had a straight up, flat out first caller love reading in a while, and that's cool. And that was your bread and butter back in the day.
Oh, it was.
That was what made you who you were, internet wise. That is. People were into that.
I was syndicated to iVillage. .com, women.com, and a couple of others where I answered a bunch of weekly questions, and the vast majority, yes, involved love.
Sure. I mean, that's the reason that name kind of stuck with you from
Yeah, from the beginning.
From 30 plus years ago. About 30, right?
Well,
a little bit less. A little bit less.
Yeah, well, yeah. Don't date me too much here.
Oh, no. Come on, Deb. Nobody thought you were 30.
I'm as old as the fruitcake lady. I just don't look like
you're
her.
Not as old as her.
Okay, mm-hmm. Anyway, for you, one.
That they are all one to know. And the friends of benefits, all of that.
And they also want to do stuff. They don't bring their older, guys up. Kind of become very sedentary. They guys don't want to work. So if you're a get up and